the table?
Maybe.
Maybe? All right.
And
I just crossed the camera.
We did.
Yeah. That professionalism.
Live from Racine, Wisconsin. It's the finest podcast on the air, damn it. It's Guys, Gains, and Beer! Yeah!
Meow. Keep it pap, 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 pap.
Welcome to the Guys, Games, and Beer podcast. I thought it fell. It has a tendency.
Ah!
All right, so today we're going to start the show with something near and dear to my heart. I don't know about you guys, but I love me some Beer Corp.
Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Beer Corp. All right, we're going to do something kind of because of its the fact it's winter.
Fucking hell outside!
Yeah, it is cold. Oh my god, it's cold outside here right now.
It's fucking 8 degrees outside.
Why do we live here, guys?
Oh, because there's lots of good reasons to live
there's
here.
There's a bar on every corner.
That's true. We have
more bars than grocery stores.
Yep,
that's true.
So,
wait, what about churches? Do we outrank churches with bars?
Yes, we do. There are more bars than churches in Wisconsin
per capita.
Right, per
capita. Some even argue that is our church.
It is mine, at least. Okay, so tonight we are doing something. We've actually done some of their beer before. We're doing an Alaskan beer. This by Alaska Brewery out of Juneau, Alaska.
What?
Maybe that's the reason they call them Alaskan. We are doing their winter beer. And it's brewed with just the tip.
Turn-ons beer.
So wait a minute.
Spruce tips.
You got to.
All right, I'm just saying right
no,
now.
Wait till you hear this.
This is an Alaskan beer.
Read what they say on their line.
Old English ale, traditionally malty with the warming sensation of alcohol.
Now, wait a minute. It's a beer. I kind of hope there's alcohol in it.
I'm a little afraid that it's brewed with spruce tips.
Just the tips.
What did they do with the rest of the tree?
JJ, just for you.
What did they do with the rest of the tree?
I cannot smell spruce in it, though.
I cannot smell it. Smells like peas.
It's not off-putting immediately.
Well, at least it doesn't smell like piss.
True. That is true.
Ooh. All right. Oh, wait. Now, a little tinny aftertaste.
Nope.
I don't
that's
know.
That's the spruce.
No, that's
I do not taste. I do not taste anything piney.
I had low expectations of it. It's better than I thought it was going
to
be.
lower than high expectations. It's an old English ale, though. I would say it tastes
like
an English ale.
With me. I mean, yeah.
If I'm not going to wow you, I'm at least going to be like...
It's 6.4, so it's higher on the alcohol.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to... Maybe that's just it. Maybe it's you can really taste
the alcohol
in it. And
you can.
It's not warming.
It's no, it's a cold warm. Beer on a cold night.
I'm sure by the time
you know,
you're
it's
going,
not right? whiskey.
It says they're brewed in the fall as winter warmer.
So.
I don't know how I would classify this beer. I mean, it doesn't even really taste like an ale.
I know it tastes like an English ale.
I don't know what it tastes
like. It does. It's a high alcohol ale. I know when we brew ales, if we brew an ale with a high alcohol content, it tastes like this. You get that sweeter
it tastes
taste
better than this.
It's just
we do some very.
It is almost too sweet to be an ale.
I'm trying to find the pine tree.
I'm not finding any pine in it.
Thank God.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a misadvertisement right there.
Yeah, no, I have to agree. There is no taste of spruce tip in here. Maybe JJ's tip in here, but no spruce tip.
Well, maybe it's Douglas fir.
I told you JJ's tip. It'll fit just fine in that.
It's a little bit it's a little pinky. Bit less refined than JJ's tip. I would say.
It's a little... I'd say it's okay.
It's less uncut than JJ's tip.
Audio's good.
Good.
All right. Yeah. You're doing an audio test right now.
Again, I'd say I'm gonna go with this.
It's okay. It's nothing I would run out and look for. You're gonna go down on it?
No.
But if there's a package sitting in somebody's fridge, go ahead.
It's got spruce tips in it. It's got spruce tips in it.
You know what? If it's a beer in the fridge and you don't know
it. Oh, I'm going down.
If it's sitting around at a company's holiday party, if I can just go.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's not something I would run out and buy.
You know what? I might pass this up at a party.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
There are worse things you can find at a party.
I do not think so.
If it's the
last one in the cooler.
You'd think about it. You'd think about it. All right.
Alaskan All right. winter. That last beer in the cooler taste.
Oh, there's the new tagline for it.
I don't know. I think the warming tastes of alcohol was pretty great.
You can taste, but no, you know, I think that's it. You can taste the alcohol in it.
Is that where the pine tree comes in?
No, evidently not, because I don't taste anything.
Where is the air freshener for my car with the weird little pine tree nest to it?
I don't want it.
It says there's a heady aroma of spruce tip.
No, there is not.
That's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, that is.
Well, maybe if you pour it in a glass and let it,
I am snorting this out of the bottle right now, and it is not.
Yeah. No, there is nothing. No, there's no heady aroma of pine at all.
Of course, we're all. Oh, I have a stuffed up cold from this cold weather, but.
No.
Okay, the entire nation has a cold right now. You guys want some chicken soup?
No.
Have a beer instead.
All right, so, verdict?
It's okay.
No, I mean, it's okay. Rob, pronounce your judgment.
Sometimes you just have to talk to the defendants. You know, Alaska. You got nothing better to do but drink. So I got to say that I'm very disappointed in your behavior with Alaskan winter. Yes, it's an okay beer, but it shouldn't taste like an Alaskan winter. You know, it should taste like happiness. Beer is there to make you happy.
He just said peanuts. This...
I just said penis.
And it's brewed with just the tips. Brewed
with just the tips.
I find you guilty of being just the tip.
Oh!
Not even a deep driver.
And sometimes you want a deep drive, and this just ain't it.
Yeah, not it.
This one's just teasing you with the tip.
I'll drink you, though. What the hell?
Yeah, all right. All right, so Rob, what is the real topic tonight?
Tonight's topic is that Steam game that you picked up that is really on the bottom of your Steam list.
I have the mine. Steam oh junk, my god, right I time. Have mine.
Yeah. Okay. I brought this up because this is kind of a tribute into why there's just so much stuff that you stumble across. I think obviously a lot of people get this stuff through bundles, and
we were discussing this.
Yeah, you're gonna get a lot of this through bundles. But also, I pulled up some statistics. So as of 2016. 4,207 games came out this year on Steam.
Oh, wow.
Compared to 2 years ago, where it was only 1,172.
Holy
crap.
So you've
more than doubled per year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just steadily. And, like, even the year before that, 2013, 565.
It's just exponentially
growing. So there's just so much more stuff coming out on Steam, and it's a lot less choosy than it used to be.
So now you're getting more shovelware.
But I think the individual could be choosy. I actually, I kind of find this topic a little hard. You know, my Steam account is only at like 92.
Yeah. It's bigger than mine, dude. The problem is mine's horrendous. Rob makes all of ours look
right. So there's lots to choose from.
Rob's gonna read all of ours together.
Yeah, and it still wouldn't come out to Rob.
It's gonna be huge. Just trust me. I've got a huge Steam.
Volume will lead to clunkers.
Yeah. All right. So who wants to go first tonight with their clunker for on Steam? Now, me and Rob had this discussion before we get into it. See, I had to really look because a lot of my clunkers I got through bundles. And I won't count those as clunkers because it's a bundle buy. I didn't buy it for that specific game. Ooh. I bought it maybe for another. Nah. Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay.
This is my opinion on that.
See, yeah, when I looked at them, I was like, okay, these games were bad. Again, like, I usually bought a bundle because there were like one or two indie games I really liked.
Right, that you wanted to get.
And then I actually have a pretty good habit if I buy a bundle, I at least try out the other games in it. I haven't bought a lot of bundles lately for that reason, because I see a lot of them and I look at the games ahead of time. I'm like, oh, it's a bunch of junk I don't really ever think I'm going to play. So one of them I did end up getting with a bundle. It was a humble bundle. It was called Trapped Dead. And this was, you know, in the middle of like 2013, 2014, the huge like, oh, everything's got to be a zombie game. And it's like, all right, you got your zombie RTS and your zombie like survival horror and your zombie fucking top-down shooter and your zombie Minecraft game. Like, everything was a fucking zombie game. Mm-hmm. And this one was one of the worst. Again, I played it because it was like, oh, it looks kind of cool. It kind of had some, like, tactical-style gameplay where you'd manage, like, a crew of survivors and you could, like, strategically, like, do combat with these zombies and clear houses and go on missions and stuff. I'm like, all right. And I gave it a try, and Although it looks very pretty from the Steam page, it is very misleading, and it is buggy as hell. Like, it is fundamentally flawed, very frustrating to play, and when it does work, there's really, like, no satisfaction in the combat. You're like, okay, this happened. Like, again, the UI and the camera and managing your survivors was just all awful. So, again, it was just, like, I played it for... I gave it a legitimate probably about 90 minutes before I was just like, okay, this is very unplayable. I will never get this hour and a half back. So, Trap Dead, shame on you. Don't ever buy it. Don't ever play it.
That was my... No, that is a good one. And don't ever buy it. Don't ever play it.
Yeah. That does sound like...
So, for mine, it was a miss buy.
Okay, so explain what do you mean by miss buy? How do you miss buy a game?
Tony Pop, wasn't it?
You fucking love it, don't lie.
No,
it wasn't. I was trying to go. It is swinging a miss.
No, I want to buy Honey Pop for Netfest.
God.
And have that running in the background like everybody did last year.
I'm going to cut off your fucking network. I'm going to shut that shit down.
I don't think you can.
Oh, I can.
You're going to Negan shut that stuff? You're going to shut it right down.
Nope.
Shut that shit down.
Nope.
I will shut that shit down. I will bring Lucille and I'll just...
Fair play. So for the miss buy, I had a friend who was talking about FTL, Faster Than Light. I was like, all right, that sounds like a dope game. And I watch a streamer who plays a lot of FTL. I was like, all right, I'm going to buy this game. Well, it wasn't in the greatest of mindsets. A little hazy. Might have been a little drunk on Steam. And I bought Space Run.
Cautionary state.
It's
not even the name.
Not even close to the name. But it was, I was just looking at the pictures and was like, this looks about right. Bye. Played it. I gave it a run. And it was, I gave it a good old Space Run, the old college try. But it just wasn't the same game. And I was like, man, I spent, I think, maybe 10 bucks on it. And it was
okay,
like,
but it wasn't what you expected, but it.
It's the worst because I screwed up Steam. I screwed up. Right. So that's why it's my worst
buy.
But
as a game, did it, was it kind of satisfying anyways?
No. It was satisfying enough for me to be like, all right, I'll play this. I think maybe I've logged 2 or 3 hours on it. But it's just like, meh, it's just not what I wanted. Aww. Miss buy.
It'll happen.
Cautionary tale. Don't let friends
buy games
as
Steam games drunk. Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah. All right, Larry, how about you?
Well, I'm going to continue the cautionary tale.
Oh.
The cautionary tale of nostalgia. Now, I was very excited to go back and get some of these remastered games. Some of them we've talked about already, like the Monkey Island, you know, the Secret of Monkey Island, right? So these great games that I loved, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s, right? And so I love pirates. So I ran out and bought Sid Meier's Pirates.
Oh, good call. As far as
pirates, nostalgia, was a good game, right?
Great game.
Here's the thing, man. The world of games have moved on.
Yeah.
Wait, you bought the original, not like the remake?
It is a remake.
No, it's a remaster.
Just a reskinned, you know, kind of thing. And
higher resolution, the whole nine.
Yeah. 3D. You know.
The new one. The newer one's 3D.
Not the one I have.
Oh, yeah. You got the original. Okay.
Yeah.
There is a remake of it.
Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, I was still trying.
But they did reskin it.
It was a reskin. It was a rebuild.
Oh, it was a rebuild. Okay. Yeah.
I also bought, in the same pirate theme, Pirates of the Black Hole Gold.
I've never heard of that.
Again, another reskin, maybe rebuild, I don't know. But either way, it was, you know, going back for nostalgia, and this game's available. Oh, I remember that game being awesome, you know, and it's like, so disappointing. The gameplay's slow, you know, it conceptually just doesn't work as well. It's just, not as fun.
I bought that one too.
Yeah, no.
Did you find it as fun?
I played the demo, and the demo was so great to me, and then I got the full game, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, all right.
It sounded good.
You know, so I say that, you know, because there are a ton of these kind of nostalgia games out on Steam. I would even... I I would even throw in, I loved it at the time, Dark Forces.
Oh, yeah.
The Star Wars game was so awesome, but I feel like if I went back and played that now, I'd be just like...
It's still a solid game. I mean, if you're
good
feeling,
for like a minute, like,
if, you really if you're itching, it? If you're itching to play a fucking like Doom-like game, then yeah. Fucking, I mean, like, you have to be a very specific mindset, but... Or if you want to play even a good, halfway good Star Wars game, it's still a good game.
So maybe that one holds up better.
I think that's better.
They didn't bother reskinning that one.
I own that one. I own Dark Forces. I've gone back to it a couple times, and it's
all right. Well,
it's still good, I think. I'm still just a Star Wars sucker, but
caution on the nostalgic rebuys. You know,
yeah, especially if you're shelling out like $4 or $5, you're like, oh, yeah. If you're getting for a bag of beans, I'm like, yeah, maybe, but like, if you're gonna start to pay like $5, $10, you're like, how much use am I gonna get?
I suppose you know. All right, dude. So if you buy it for $1. And you played it for like 5-10 minutes and never play it again. That's about paying $1 at a bar to hear a song in a jukebox.
Thank you. Now it's like, I want to hear this song.
That's my go-to value. Like whenever I'm like looking back, like, hey, how much enjoyment did I get out of this game? Did I get, was it a good buy or a good bad buy? Again, I compare it to like a movie ticket. Like it's like, all right, you're paying $13 if you pay a full price ticket for like about an hour and a half to two hours of entertainment. Yeah. You know, that's my gauge of entertainment. Again, some people judge it differently, but I mean, that's a good way to look at it too.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but they didn't turn out as well as I'd hoped. So forge forward with new games.
All right, Ryan, how about you?
For me, I'm gonna have to asterisk mine based on the fact that I was at the end of the life cycle of my PC when I decided to get
so
this.
So, what
game.
Could your PC still play? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, I thought I had a good enough graphics card to handle it and the speed of the PC. But for me, it was everyone was playing Get Arma 2 so you can play DayZ.
Oh, yeah, DayZ, yes.
So I bought it. You know, I waited for a good deal for like $18 or whatever the price was for the Arma 2 pack so you could load it. After like 4 or 5 hours of trying to like actually get on and spending like 10 minutes waiting for it to load up and finally getting into the world.
Did you die in 2 seconds?
Died really quickly.
It's your life.
Yeah.
And then just moving around, it was like, it seemed like it was very clunky and slow. And then finally when there were like updates, I tried to do some of the updates. And
I just couldn't get into it. Part of the function of your PC at that point.
I'm not going to lie. It's not an intuitive game. It has a very, very high skill curve.
Yeah.
I like
so,
it.
Yeah.
The original.
I liked the mod. Again, for its time, it was really good. All right,
wait. Before we go on with this subject, because DayZ is my game, too. Oh. Can I bring up my...
Bring yours up.
I know you're going to bring this
perfect
up.
Perfect segue.
So, you have 1,000 choices.
DayZ is a mod. I love that game. I played the shit out of it. In fact, Charlie would watch me playing it because it was just so much fun to... You never knew what you were playing.
So now wait, you're saying this is your this
wait, I love this game, but
the game came out as a standalone.
Right.
And that
game was garbage.
Is a piece of unfinished, never going to be finished. Crap. Yeah. Overpriced crap.
Well, we'll get into that too. The overpriced crap. I'm going to deal with my game on the overpriced crap.
So it is the worst game I've ever bought. I've never been so god dang disappointed.
Yeah. In fact, when it came out. It was like $40, right?
Yeah. I paid $30.
That's right. That's why I waited because I wanted to. And then I'm really glad I did because I was playing the mod very actively at the time. Because I seriously, like, when you played the mod, like, there were very few, like, having those tense moments and, like, interaction with other players. It was crazy. Like, it was very unique and I hadn't seen anything like that
before.
Best
game ever.
And it was great.
DayZ, the other game, 19 minutes before I said, fuck this, I'm going home. It was terrible.
There was something that was a mod of something else, and then they made
it
stand.
It was based off the Arma 2 engine, and they built it. This guy Rocket, he built it as a mod for Arma 2, and then it got so successful as a mod, he actually started coding. He worked with the developers. He bought rights to the engine, and actually started making it as a standalone game, which never ended up getting up finished. Like this was like 2010.
It's still an alpha.
Yeah.
So swindled. For an alpha game.
People who bought it got fucking
paid 30, but still.
Swindled. Yeah. It was unfortunate.
So have people just moved back to the original
People so you almost bought vaporware.
It's pretty well done. The DayZ mod. Yeah. Okay. I think what happened was people who really liked the game bought the mod, or bought the standalone, and then went, fuck this shit, and they never went back to the mod.
They should actually rename it now the Omega version, because...
Because, yeah, it was the end of that particular thing.
Some of the comments, by the way, reading the store page is hilarious.
Oh.
It will actually be the apocalypse before this game gets finished.
Yeah. No, you know, and
would
again...
you stop passing that over on a computer?
I mean, I thought when I first was reading about it, it was amazing how many people were actually playing it actively. And
the mod, everybody was playing the DayZ mod.
And it's like, I think it was just, I hadn't had a chance to update my computer, and it just threw me off, made me sad.
There was I'm thinking it was, yeah, because I had the DayZ mod, and I loved it. I really did.
And there was an interface that made it easier. There was a framework you could add to it that would really help your DayZ.
But Travis is right. The problem was with the mod, the DayZ mod, was it was not terribly intuitive.
The game wasn't intuitive at all. Again, Arma as a system, like Arma is a military simulator.
It was perfect for this. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so not intuitive.
Throw you out in the wilderness with a gun. Good luck.
It's a very steep learning curve, but it's very satisfying to play. Yeah. But the thing is that the game Arma 3 engine got a lot better, but it's still not a very well optimized engine, so it didn't run on a lot of systems that well for the time specifically.
Right.
But then on top of it, again, you know, it was created to be this almost like simulator. So, you know, that's why it was so intuitive. It wasn't very intuitive on a keyboard. But it was good. I liked it. But,
yeah, it was...
The game sucked. The standalone was no point.
No, it was bad. That was really so bad.
Boy. My heart was broken.
I'm still...
Yeah.
I still just cried.
Yeah. I sold you for an entire weekend on that one.
I'm going to... So, to kind of go to finish this part of our segment up... I'm going to bring up something we've all played, and it sucked for all of us. Fuck yes! Okay?
Which one?
God Mode.
Oh, God!
I'm going to bring it up!
Wait.
So we have done two shows on this game!
We've done three shows
on this game!
I don't know that we've ever played it.
There it is, problem. We all bought this game. Had such potential. It looked amazing. The graphics were great. The concept is good, and it worked. For the few moments you could get it to work,
when it worked is the very, very operative.
It was amazing, but it just was so buggy. It never freaking ran.
I think the part of it was because we were recording.
I know. I understand that part too, but the problem is a game should be able to run with stuff running in the background. When you write a game, and there's a reason why it never caught on. God Mode could have been one of these big breakaway hits. I'm sure it was buggy on other people's systems too. It just didn't play well on everybody's systems. Again, beautiful graphic. Great concept for a game. Just stellar. We tried. We so tried to love that game. We all bought that game. And we all bought it, I think, at full price. None of us got a deal on that. I think
What was it? Because I think I picked it up later.
I want to say it was $30.
No.
I paid $2.
I got probably 10.
Yeah!
I saw it was $2.
I think someone gifted it.
I'm
going to
see how bad this is.
Yeah, it was probably me. I bought a 3-pack.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I bought a 3-pack too. So, but the bottom line is the game just never lived up to the hype. It had so much potential, and there's a reason it never caught on, because it had so much potential and it was just too buggy to play.
It was a bad girlfriend. It really was just, it was so hot.
Right. It was hot and you wanted to hit it. You so wanted to hit it.
But it just laid there.
Exactly. You but know, it did not it move at all. There.
Like fucking a raw chicken.
And Ben knows about that.
That's a weird comparison. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird comparison, Ben.
Just saying.
He brings a hot girlfriend, you bring a raw chicken.
You said hot, but
tomato, potato.
Hot does not include raw chicken. Okay?
Human, dead animal. Any port in a storm.
Fruitober, whatever. Alright, so that's mine, guys. It's God Mode. I bought it. I thought, you know, because we were gonna get this thing going. We were gonna do a show on it. We were all gonna network the game, and it just turned out to be our worst nightmare. And again, not just once, but three times evidently. I remember two. I don't remember trying the third time.
Three times the lady.
It just...
I think we called that the Trinity episode.
Oh, it just was horrible because we just could not get the game to play.
Well, that was the Trinity episode.
So did anybody ever successfully play online?
Yeah.
Themselves or
yeah,
something?
We did. It just it was never...
Actually, got pretty far. I mean...
Couldn't record it. We did it in FBest once.
Yeah.
We did it at home twice. Remember? At first, I got blamed for it.
Yeah, we thought it was your Apple because you were at the time. You were on the Mac.
I was using the Asus.
Were you using the Asus?
Yeah, I don't think they made a Mac.
Oh no, we still blamed you though for some reason.
Yeah, well, because Robert
it kept crashing.
Yeah, no, Robert, it's your fault.
And it would crash every time he came into the game.
It did not like me.
No.
But then next time...
Every time Rob came in, we would all get in and we would play and Rob would come in and the thing would just crash. Like, Rob, what the fuck are you doing?
And then it decided it hated Matt. And it's like, God, what the... God mode! Yeah.
Yeah. No, and the game again, it had just such potential, it just never lived up to it.
It was fun, too. I mean, it was
I mean, it had potential. And again... I suspect it was buggy on other systems as well because, again, it didn't catch on and it didn't do well overall in the Steam marketing place.
There were a lot of complaints in its...
I mean, it primarily was meant to be like a co-op shooter.
Right? Right, exactly. It's supposed to be a co-op game. And if you can't co-op, it doesn't make it much of a game. You can't do it really. There's no... was there a standalone at all? I don't think there was.
Yeah,
you can play it.
You can play standalone? Okay.
Yeah, it's
a... It's the only way really to level up if you're...
Yeah.
If you're not a high-level character.
Yeah, so, again, just unimpressed with that part.
It could have been a contender.
Yeah, it could have been a contender. All right, so that's mine. All right, so I think we actually have, we got through that fairly well.
We did pretty well. Yeah, that was nice.
I feel like let's destroy the next section.
Next episode
get through it, stumble through it.
No, that'll be the next episode.
Oh.
Christmas episodes are...
Are you
always a thing of beauty?
The brown liquor Christmases.
Brown
liquor Christmas.
Wait.
Never does.
New thoughts came to my mind with that.
I think it needs to be a musical episode.
Have yourself a brown liquor Christmas.
Saturday, our favorite hits.
The floor.
Rob, please put your pants back on.
I can't take it anymore. Cause my beehole is like.
Wow! Okay, we just went there.
Well, I think Rob just splattered it all over.
too much. Yeah, that was. All right, Rob, what is the next topic?
All right, so, how about it, folks? Can you get a
But I like
fun...
that we had a halftime song.
Yeah, what's this? Yeah.
Next year, Beyonce. Oh.
Yeah, she's going to come do the halftime show for us. Wow. All right, so Rob, what is the next topic?
It is cheapest game on Steam that you enjoyed. How about it? Can you get a cheap game? That's what I've got.
You can get good cheap games on Steam. If after you wade through all the shovelware, there are good cheap games on Steam. I mean,
I feel pretty not cheap. Like again, really? Yeah, I get things on sale, but
you are on the wrong podcast, sir, because everybody feels cheap.
Yeah, we are cheap as fuck.
I think like the cheapest
$20 cheap.
$10 was like the one. Like yeah, you can get them on sale. But
you've got a couple of $2, $3 games.
Yeah, because they're on sale.
Yeah, but they're still good games.
Yeah, but I think the cheapest I found was like $10.
I think you own my choice. And it's currently not on sale.
All right, well, Larry,
it's $5.
Start with your choice. Start with your choice.
Boss Monster.
Okay.
Darcy
is if you don't know about it, is basically a straight port of the card game, the deck game.
Port.
And it's $4.99 according to the store page. And it's not a slash price. That's just
more per minute.
So you know, it's a good version of it. I mean, you can play the game and you can play it online, you know. So and you can play multiplayer. It's a very good version. So that was actually one that really stuck out to me. You know, for $5 you can get that game, you know, and play it. You know, really good. I have a secondary choice, too, by the way.
What is it?
Go with it.
Go with it.
My secondary choice actually came out of a bundle.
Yay!
The bundle I got for, like, I think the bundle was, like, $2 for the whole bundle.
Holy shit.
And the one of those star bundles, you know, they're all about $2, right? You might get the expensive $5 bundle occasionally.
Whoa.
You know, but Warrior's Wrath. Now, it's $6.99 on the Steam page straight up, but it was part of a bundle, and, you know, so that I paid like $1 for, right? And it's just kind of a fun little hack and slash Zelda style game. You know, you pop into villages and instead of just buying stuff, you mostly craft up. You know, so you got to find resources and decide which resource you want to go to. What are you doing?
Flipping that dude off.
Oh, because he
doesn't. Don't look at it, Ryan. Don't look at it.
Directly into the bird.
Hey, you know, it's quick, it's smooth, you know? I mean, I was really impressed with it for, you know, and I didn't expect anything out of it because I didn't expect anything out of the bundle at all. You know, I think I bought it for fun giveaways on Friday.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And then
you installed the games instead.
Well, you know, I'm like, well, this one looks interesting, you know, And it turns out it was. So that's another good choice. And $6.99. I mean, not you know, super cheap, but not the dollar, $2 one. Oh,
that's good, though.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that one out, actually.
It's pretty fun.
Can
anybody go cheaper?
I can beat
that. $2?
Oh, then $2?
Well, no, my original was $5. $5 was my
okay,
cheap
so,
one.
Okay, so $5. So $5.
And that's straight up not on sale. And this one was, you know, if you're going to count the bundle, then, I mean, you're talking.
We're not counting
the
bundle. I think we should count it as what you can buy it at now.
Yeah, what you can count it by right now.
Can anybody go cheaper than $7?
Oh, I'm
thinking we can go cheaper than $7.
I'm thinking
we
should work our way down. We should work our way down.
Yeah.
All right, so he's got a 7. So we got less than 7.
And a 5. I got less than 7. And a 5.
Who's expensive? Travis looks like he's a classy lady.
Mine's too expensive.
All right, well, then go with yours next.
All right,
you're up.
Work our way back down. So, yeah, mine was going to be $10 at Guns of Icarus.
Ooh, that was a good call.
It's a weird game. You don't get it. It's hard to explain it because it's like, all right, you pilot a dirigible and you do combat with others.
What'd you call me?
It's got a good steampunk feel to it.
Yeah,
actually,
even if you're not really interested in steampunk, it's still a cool ass game. You have a pilot who actually steers the ship, and then you have gunners that kind of go around. And you have a mechanic who repairs you while you're fucking getting set on fire in the sky.
But so very similar in a lot of ways to where the multi-bridge game.
Yeah. So again, like if you're a fan of like fucking playing Artemis and steering your ship with your friends, like it's that same kind of experience
but more action based by far.
Right, where Artemis is more strategy, this is an action based.
Yeah,
you're going in, you're
running
all
between
combat.
Turrets. You're like, oh, they're coming up on our left side. Okay, you know, man that side, and you know, you'll do combat, flamethrowers, harpoons, things like that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's a really, really, really great game to play with, you know, three other friends.
That'd be a good NetFest game.
We do play.
We play it at NetFest every year. Yeah.
I didn't.
You're just out there.
It's because you're not there. Yeah.
There.
Well, not every night.
Well,
he sneaks
I
in like a ninja.
A life.
Oh, well, I have a life too.
No, apparently it's nothing but going to NetFest.
It's not life.
I just tell the whole world, hey, sorry, it sucks to be you guys. I'm gone for the week. Like that, I have priorities, and one of them is video games.
You know,
so,
and you heard what happened with this. Fuck you guys. You know what happened.
This works out.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I told my family I want to be a horrible family member, and I'm sorry. I already have this plan.
I tried that. You know how well that worked for me.
Yeah. I'm an awful family.
There's the couch.
Those are my family. This is the family I've been with every year. People I only get to see who are coming in from out of state.
Once a year?
Yeah, I only get to see Chuck and hang out with Tiny regularly.
Oh, God, yeah.
Again, these are people I see every year.
Stop. It's killed me already, all right?
So I choose NetFest over my family stuff.
Father, won't you be here for Christmas?
No!
I'm going to NetFest.
So,
sorry, Tiny.
I set my priorities right. So... So we're working our way down.
I'm going to be there a couple extra days this year. I'm
excited. It's a smart thing. See, even Larry's going.
I think I might even live there. What does that mean?
Both of you!
I'm sorry.
Well, rub that in a little bit more! Make that hurt more than it already does!
I'm gonna throw you in a snowbank.
Thank you! They might as well.
Ryan, you coming?
Are you coming?
You fuckers!
Of course I'm going.
I am so keen on the balls. Don't be there on the first day.
We'll make the setup go fast. It'll be fine. We'll have a great day.
Yeah, if you can make that week perfect for me, and then if you could leave,
that
would be great.
And then come back and tear everything down.
Yeah.
So if you can set up for me to have a perfect week and then clean up after me after a week,
that would be so good.
I'm telling you, people, right now, all you guys who are going to NetFest, pick your shit up when you're done. You know what? Don't leave empty soda cans around. Or not empty. Half fucking full soda cans around. Don't leave all the shit around. Pick your fucking errands
up. You know
what?
You know, if somebody had shown me where to put the garbage, I would have emptied it. There's a dumpster out back.
We'll show you.
Even if you don't clear your shit out, put on some deodorant. Okay, let's just
go home and shower up for some deodorant. No.
There's a back room you can shower up in. Look, even a bird bath, okay? I'm not asking a lot.
How do you know if gamers are having fun if they don't funk?
And they do funk.
All night funky. Long.
Oh, my God, they funk.
Funky town. Funky.
All right, who's next? So he went high. He's 10.
Seven was next.
Anybody got anything less than 7 or more than 10?
I got less than 7.
All right.
I got less than 7.
Remember, I had five, too. What's your price?
Wait, can you look at
less than $5?
Zero.
What?
Can you look at the price?
Three.
Yeah, sure.
No, absolutely not. All right. You gotta just throw it out there. All right, mine's $3.
That's an excellent
platformer called Love. It's cute. It's a very minimalist platformer. However, it's challenging, but it's not like a cheaty platformer like so many are now. I mean, it's just you and the platforms. Get through it, buddy. Get through it. You're not going to shoot nothing. There's not going to be hordes of enemies. You're just going to...
get into the platform.
It's you and your damn skill. So I'm terrible at it. but it's unfortunately named with the same name as a Japanese fuck novel.
Whoa!
I hear fortune.
One of those lovely dating sim games. So unfortunately it was named the same
F-novels,
as that.
Pretty much so.
Yeah, so it didn't do as well as it probably should have, but it's got a lot of positive reviews. It did okay, looks like. It's got 895 very positive reviews.
That's pretty good.
Its overall is very positive. It's a great game. It's just well done. And well worth it. $3.
$3.
I'd have paid $5, damn it.
All right.
At least $4.50.
Ryan, how much was yours?
I don't remember what it was, but I know it was a 3D Realms pack, just so I could play Duke Nukem again.
Yeah! Duke Nukem 3D. Nice.
I still have my mouse pad for Duke Nukem 3D, so...
How much Mountain Dew is soaked into that thing?
A little bit, I'm betting.
So, for me, who doesn't love Duke Nukem 3D? I mean, even now, didn't they just come out with it again?
They did. It wasn't that great. It wasn't that great.
They need to try harder.
Not 4. Are you talking about the new stuff they just added to 3D?
New levels.
Yeah, new levels for 3D. 3D, right?
Oh.
I didn't get that one, but I'm just talking about the original.
I haven't played that one.
Duke Nukem 4 was a mess, I heard, but
it was
I think I bought it for
It wasn't as bad as
PS2
they said.
But
it still wasn't good.
It tried hard too hard.
Yeah. But the original Duke Nukem 3D for the $2-3 or whatever, that whole pack, I thought was worth it.
Yeah.
I just don't remember all the games that came with it. And I didn't really try
any
of the other ones.
The pseudo. I keep saying pseudo. It's
Sudoku 3D.
But it probably exists.
The side scroller that was kind of 3D. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Yeah, that was good. I really loved that game.
I think everyone was excited when they said new Duke Nukem game. They came with a 3D.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, well, it came from there, you bastards, but none of them were there when it was 2D, you know? It's like, Johnny come latelys, get out of here.
You not born yet playing video games.
I'm disappointed because it's not greedy.
So yeah, that might have been like
FKS.
That was one of those bundle ones, so it was probably like $2 to $5 somewhere in that range.
Well worth it. You know, that game still looks pretty damn good. You know, it plays well. I played it on a handheld not too long ago, and I loved the hell out of it on that. Look good on it.
You know, I think like what makes
handheld, like, the game count?
The games work good, the old ones,
yeah.
Those are pretty good,
is not playing on a 28-inch screen.
Yes, it is.
You know, like, if you want to play the old first-person shooters, like you said, Dark Forces, if you go back to, like, a 15-inch screen,
you're fine.
Those look good. I think they still have a good playability.
So projecting on a 15-inch screen.
The shittier monitor. Yeah, go back to the shitty monitor.
If you play it with a ball mouse.
I know.
Pull out the CRT.
Last year at MGC, you pulled out Chex Quest. That was fun still.
It was actually.
Yeah.
PD Calorie fail, by the way, was Typing of the Dead.
Huh?
Steam fail.
It failed?
No, we didn't mention it.
Okay. Well, because it was on the Dreamcast, and we don't talk shit about the Dreamcast.
No, it sounds like maybe it was ported to
Steam. They actually have Typing of the Dead Overkill for the PC.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it a couple of times.
But you already have a keyboard on the PC.
Right, it's not like a video game where you...
And dude, no, Typing of the Dead Overkill is pretty good. You type like a chicken.
I know. I'm good with that.
Maybe there are stat issues with it.
Even after all these
sounds
years.
Sounds like maybe there were stat issues with it.
I still type like a chicken. All right. So he did three. He did...
Five.
I'm gonna go
and seven.
I think it's seven was your first one. So I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with five. I'm going with something we talked about on the show before. Mount Your Friends.
Yeah, I do that every
Tuesday
night.
It's a good party game.
It's a really good party game. It again, just a stupid simple game. You get together as a bunch of a group. What is it? Up to five players, I think. Four players, five players,
and pile on each other.
It was $5. It was a well-invested $5 because party games for $5 are always good. When you can get a whole bunch of people playing one game, always a lot of fun.
We didn't play that last year. We played it the year before, didn't we?
Yeah, year before. So, again, makes a great game. Cheap. Something I forget. I think you found it, Travis, or something like that.
No, it was Rob.
Rob found it. And it was like, he mentioned it, and all of a sudden, next thing we knew, we were doing it at NetFest, and everybody was just fucking rolling in the floor about that one.
There's a lot of
Peter Gallagher
of our friends.
Yes.
Mount Your Friends is silly fun.
It is silly
fun.
So now
I'm going to do, what was it, genital jousting this year? That's the new one.
Mount Your Friends.
I hear we
to this year is genital jousting.
No,
Is that the one I said you guys were already playing at your house or
your house? Yes.
No, Rob's
that's like, Wednesday nights. Larry's place.
Four and a half stars, $5.
Wow. Okay, there you go. That's this huge game. That's this huge game.
That's a penis.
Yeah. Oh. Don't blink.
You are forced to play.
Well, it's called genital jousting. I would assume there's a penis involved.
You know they're going to
butthole in the dick
because you're trying to mount the other penis.
Oh, wow. Yes, please. Oh, my God.
They're not showing this on the air. Even talking about it is disgusting.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why this game didn't exist before. Because I've been dreaming of this game.
It's only about a month old.
Planets? I can satisfy eight of my friends? There's squirt balls?
Buddy, you've always satisfied at least eight of your friends.
I know, I got a lot of holes.
These are from the guys that made Broforce.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great game.
Yeah.
Not Bear Force 1?
No.
Oh. Broforce 1.
That's one of my favorite PlayStation Plus games that I got for nothing.
What's that?
Broforce. It was...
It's so wrong, but it's so right. And on that happy note.
Who wants to go next?
Mine is zero. Mine is zero.
And it's a free to play game, because that doesn't count, because you know you're going to fucking spend money for that.
He's going to say $5.
Well, how is it free to play?
I did spend money on it, though. It was Unturned.
Oh, that's a good game. Out.
It's free to play, but then it was $5 for the gold account. And the cool thing about the game was it's in that zombie time of, like, everything has to be zombies. And it was really... It was a different take on, like, a zombie Minecraft style.
It was legitimately programmed by a teenager.
Yep.
Everything.
That's why it's a supercell. Of just, like, it was... I think he was 16 at the time. And he would consistently put out updates.
And he still does.
One dude. Yeah. One dude. So I was like, you know what? $5. This kid, I'll give him $5. Yeah. And that's why that's like the best buy. I'm just like, that, the kid's going to become a developer.
He does right by his community.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, he, like, legitimately just tries to do everything that people want, and he, like, yep. he does a good job at it, considering it's just him. Yeah.
He's a contender. He is a contender. He is going to get big in the scene. He's going to blow up. These are my projections. If I could invest... Can we do, like, fantasy, like, game developers?
Ooh, well, that'd be something you
can do. I, like, make money off other people's accomplishments?
Uh-huh, exactly. Thank you.
Oh, wait, no, that was... We had that on the show. The stock market for game developing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to be a millionaire to do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. There is actually a buy-in. That, but you actually had to be rich before you could do that. They don't take small. It's not like penny stocks. You have to actually be rich to
and
invest.
And we've all
forgotten
the name of that.
Yeah, we have. It was like, that was
well,
like,
it's not that. It is that. But
there was a marketplace where you can invest in gaming companies. We did a show on it.
No, it was a side point.
We mentioned it during a show.
It was a side point because we were talking to someone who, we were talking to a developer there.
Right, who was on it, but you had to be rich to invest
in it. Right, you had to be rich to invest in it.
Right.
I think that's a mistake, you know.
I do, too.
I think
it would be cool.
Way more fun to have a penny
So all
developer.
You app developers, instead of like a GoFundMe or a...
Kickstarter.
Thank you.
Words are hard sometimes,
they are.
Aren't they?
You know, but something to develop for game developers that's strictly for game developers might not be a bad market to set up.
And, you know, I mean...
The only thing is, I gotta say right now, games do not have a high profit margin.
Well, and that's... And theoretically, you could do things like, you know, limit the number of shares possible or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but the problem is...
That's what that one had.
Right.
Only sold, like,
I'm sure it does, because...
A certain amount, 25,000 or something
right.
like that.
But the problem...
So if you had a $10... Piece, so let's, like, let's do the penny model, though. If you had a $10 buy-in, you know, you might only be able to have the max possibility of making a buck or something
right.
like that. But it might be fun to be part of something.
Right,
and
also just
to
support...
Oh, yeah, that sounds fun, but that doesn't sound like somebody's going
to
kickstart their
to
career.
To support your project, though. To support projects you like, it might not be... We've all bought in games just to support the developers.
So, right, well, it's...
Not just computer games, but physical games. I mean, how many games...
But
God.
I expect something out of them.
Right, but see,
and
well, and then this would be your just.
You always do.
Rob's been looking at this image of penises for far too long now. I figured I should just let you know.
He is, my God, he
it's
is.
It's been like the past
wow,
4 minutes.
There is so much genital jokes.
Check out my YouTube.
There's
he's lying.
So there's so many.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Check it out my YouTube's all penises.
Dicks.
Just figure that you should, as an audience, should know that.
You should finger it as an audience too.
I've been stroking the screen too. For those of you who can't see, I've just
it's not
been
even
gently,
a touch screen.
Yeah, gently. That's what makes it gross.
Well, now it's a touch screen. Now it is.
You might want to clean your screen off. There's some marks.
Yeah, a little schmutz.
Wait, I'll lick it.
Schmutz.
Here, let me
yeah.
Lick it. Yeah.
All right. So I think we've gotten through that. Is anybody done?
I think Rob came.
I did.
Just a little
to the table.
Yeah.
With that.
With his full load.
And on it.
Is there going to be another Steam sale? Like, when's
so
the Steam
be
sale?
Holiday sale.
Yeah,
always.
The Christmas
sale
will come
4,000
up.
4,000 new
that's
games
a
this year.
4,000?
Holla,
when will that be?
Amazing.
Around Christmas time, yeah.
I mean, think about
we're
that.
We're so exact here. We're experts in this. It's right
Christmas-ish.
Yeah, with 4,000
new games. They usually do it, like, right around, right before Christmas up until New Year's. Like,
it's going to be good.
Yeah,
maybe.
With that many new entries, I mean, that gives them a lot to pick from.
And way more trading cards. So
what are those?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I always find that stupid.
I don't do anything with
I
those.
Can sell those for real
mine,
money, though, can I?
Yeah, you can have all
yeah,
my fucking...
Yeah, you can your whole stack.
Yeah, it's like,
it
really, that's just a dumb idea. I don't know
get
who
my,
thought...
Get my Steam level up, yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea?
What's a Steam?
Well, if you have a high enough Steam level, do you start to get a discount?
Yeah.
An extra discount, an extra 0.5%.
Yeah. If it gave me a discount on buying games, I would be all about that stuff. But if it's just because I'm a higher Steam level,
really?
Yeah, not so much.
They don't give you much. They give you like coupons. I like those.
Do they give you coupons?
Yeah,
I mean, they're on mostly like
the higher your level, the more of them you get.
But that's not like you don't get them often enough to
justify
the 48 hours you spent.
Yeah.
Making little dudes.
Do they ever? Because it's a holiday season. I know I'm just throwing random ideas out here, but you know, and we're kind of talking steam. So, has anybody ever noticed? And I don't think I ever have. So it's a good thing. That have they ever like bumped a price up before doing a cutback in the steam
sale? No, I have not seen that.
They've gone back to full price when they were on a sale, but
right then... from a sale back to full price. I've never seen them.
I think
bump up and go back down again.
The Steam community
would notice that immediately.
Rage so quickly.
Well, you know, it's
that
funny.
That we figure out where Gaben lives and then go blow up his house.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like. Geez, like Macy's and Sears and, you know, a lot of major retailers have done that. What? No, I mean, like, in the last... they're from...
They're, not an Atari 2600.
Macy's is from, like, the Stone Age, but the...
Back in the day, they used to put the Atari cartridges
on. Okay, so at the Woolworths, when you're done with the soda jerk.
He still shops at Sears Robux. So.
But what my point was that is robot. Like a thing now, is that, you know, that before they put stuff on sale, they'll increase the price.
Yeah,
that's not Steam.
You know,
no, that's not Steam. They don't do that. They really don't. Here's the thing. Most games have a maximum price that it goes for. Whether it's digital media only or actual physical copy, it has a set price. What is it? SRP. SRP suggested retail price, and that's what they'll sell it for, and then they'll drop down from that. They never jack the price up and then come back down.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it is a good thing, actually. But, like Ben was saying, they would literally hunt those fuckers down and kill them if they...
Yeah.
Because you... No.
They're savvy buyers.
Yeah, thank you. Nerds are very savvy buyers. They are going to notice that shit immediately. They are not going to cut you any slack if you do that kind of stupid stuff to them. So, never an issue there.
I thought you were going to bring up Woolworths again because you know you're old. So and you're going to miss Nedfest. Oh. And I'm just going to force myself
to
that
one. Yeah, just keep going with that. Just keep going. Come on, one more time.
So, to follow up, December 22nd through January 2nd, sounds like.
All right.
Steam sale.
All right.
It's going to be special.
So you can buy all of your games you need right during NetFest.
All the ones
exactly.
You love.
Exactly. I do
also,
remember
I can watch
that
all the,
last
all the
year.
Steam if you're going to be there.
YouTube videos.
You're going to be at NetFest. You can totally buy those games.
Right. Fuck you.
Wow. I don't think anything says goodbye better than Florence just said. Right here at Guys Games and Beer. Don't forget. Oh, God, why would you? But check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. If you're interested in what we're doing during the week, it's www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. On Twitter, it's @guysgamesbeer.
You know what? I'm going to give away two games tomorrow because none of you fuckers can win them. So tomorrow is Wednesday. I'm going to give away two games on our Twitter page.
Ooh.
To fuck you guys because you can't get them for free.
Yeah.
But two other people are going
to fuck
get
us over by giving stuff to our listeners.
That's
right.
It's going to be. No.
Yeah, fuck us. Fuck us. Have some games.
So,
you're me at the office. Remind me to give two games.
So, I think we learn a lot on Guys, Games, and Beer.
Harass the shit out of Tom for the listeners.
Yeah, there are free games.
And the number one. The number one thing I've learned is everybody wins at Guys, Games, and Beer, except maybe the staff and the listeners. See you next week.
Later! Yeah,
bye!
Cross it! Cross that stream! Don't cross the streams!
Okay, so, did state level. I think we can say that corrected.
That looks good, actually. When you brought it up on the thing, it sounded perfect.
Yeah, so it looks pretty good. Like I said, I'm probably going to put another couple mics in.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got more uniform sound. And I might put a second camera in.
Thank you.
While we're doing it. So you got a picture type of thing.
All right. You can do some video editing. Like, you know.
What the fuck? I'm trying to get us out of video editing. I'm streaming it like, oh, shit.
So are we going to stop streaming or what?
No, he's going to just keep screaming that shit out.